Do do do. Hey, we're going live, and it's the 5 a.m. Master Tom Show, and I hope you're doing well this early morning hour. It's 5:51 a.m. This is our 371st show, and I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach here to share and talk with you about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way, so you can get home to your family and friends, deliver value to the customer, and do all that without working 60, 80 hours a week. So you can have some fun, right? And that's the idea. And do it smartly. Well, I got my hair buzzed, so I can tell you a little bit about that. Doing a little agile thought process at the same time. So what I do, because it's COVID, so I got a COVID cut, right? It's as tight as you're going to get, right, without going bald. And so I let my son cut my hair first with the razor, and then I let my daughter do it, and then my wife has a ball, and she like shaves it all off because that's what her goal is one day, to shave it bald. Anyway, so what am I doing? So I'm taking advantage of the opportunity. I am teaching my kids a skill, and I'm paying them $5 each for doing it. I figured I'd pay $10 to $15 to the barber to cut my hair. Anyhow, my mom's to give each one of my kids like $5. They get used to using a razor and cutting hair. Maybe one day they'll learn a trade. Okay, I'm training my kids and they're 7 and 9. But start them early. Why not? Right? They get a feeling how the razor goes. I was telling my son the other day. I said, you know, if you get good at this and you figure out how to work it, you could give all your buddies haircuts for $5 a pop, man. Say, you know, like, you can be like the haircutter dude. He's like, really? I can make money at this? I'm like, yeah. So they're learning how to get paid for doing what they do, learning a trade, learning a skill. You know, it'll take them a while, but I'd rather have them learn how to do something and do other things besides just play video games all day. Though, which is not a bad thing, but it's not necessarily a good thing either, because you never know what you need to do. So when you're young, you try as many different things as possible. Cross-train, right? So anyway, that's the haircut story. By the way, they're going to test one of the probably on SpaceX facility there in Texas. And then later this week, again, gonna do some launches, hopefully, with the Mars rover. At least that's what NASA says on the 30th, which is only 2 more days from now. Okay, so what are we going to talk about today? A couple of LinkedIn articles that I worked with, or I commented on and had a debate on. So there was an article on Definition Ready, and the person who wrote the article, which was a good article. I mean, it had good debate things. I kind of disagree with the definition. But he was saying the definition ready is like an extra barrier to it causes, you know, problems for product owners. He couldn't understand why a team kicked out his story and he had to wait another 2 weeks to have the story worked on because it didn't meet their definition already. Well, there are many reasons why this actually failed, and I debated on that. So that's one of the things we're going to talk about. And the other thing we'll talk about is events versus ceremonies. There was another good posting by Tobias Mayer on events versus ceremonies, and I had commented back on that he made a good point about the events, and I want to talk about what I wrote in that article or in a comment I've made in LinkedIn. So let's talk about the first one. Is the definition ready an additional barrier for product owners to do their job? Maybe. It depends how it's enforced and how it's supposed to be a communications tool. It's supposed to be a guide to say, hey, you need all these things to get your story ready so that we as a team could work on it. If there's any gaps, then you have a discussion, you have a conversation, you talk about it. What's missing is the conversation. And this is what people don't do. They're so quick to pull the trigger. Oh, it doesn't mean it's go poof. That's classic government, by the way. If your team has an attitude, you're like a government employee. You know, Here. So I'm gonna go with some of my points I wrote down here, right? Here's some of the points. The story was